I want you to think, in the few moments that remain, simply about the shepherds. They are, I think, among the most interesting people that are associated with the story that we have heard again this evening. The shepherds, as we find them, beginning in verse 8, and going through this amazing experience that they had, coming all the way down to verse 20. I would like to ask just 4 questions about them, and I'm not going to take very much time with any of the 4 questions, but I want you to think about these questions and the answers to them based on what we find in the scriptures that are before us. The first question is, what were they doing? What were they doing? We read of them in verse 8 that they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. They were there because it was the time of the year when lambs would be born, and the shepherds needed to be with the sheep during this time in case any of the ewes needed assistance in bringing their lambs into the world. They were simply going about their occupation. They were doing that with which they were charged. And I think it is striking to notice that, because the scriptures teach us that God calls those who are already engaged in legitimate occupation. That was certainly the experience of the disciples of Christ. They were engaged in their various occupations when God called them. Some people have the idea that you go out and you sit on a hillside somewhere and you just meditate on something and suddenly you will have a vision. No, they were simply doing what they were given to do. And I think when we consider their example, we certainly ought to be found faithful in that with which we are charged. That is the Lord's will and purpose for us. And it is in the context of that activity that the Lord makes himself known. What were they doing? They were doing what they were supposed to be doing. The second question is, where did they stand? We know that they were on the hillsides outside Bethlehem. I have never been there, but I've talked to those who have been there, who have actually gone to that area where the shepherds were on that night. And in that part of Israel, there are still those who carry on this ancient occupation. So we know that they were standing, as it were, on the hillsides, or perhaps seated there. But where were they really standing when suddenly the angel of the Lord came upon them? Where were they standing? Well, we observe their reaction, and we find that they were standing on the ground of awe. These were men who, though they were engaged in their occupation of being shepherds, they were men who had an appreciation for God. They had an appreciation for that which they had often heard in the synagogue, read from the Holy Scriptures. They stood on the ground of awe. We read of them that when the angel of the Lord came upon them and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, they were sore afraid. They knew that this was something that had come as a result of God's activity. And they were in awe. They were standing on the ground of reverence, on the ground of humility and fear. They were not like those of our present generation who would be looking for the first commercial opportunity to come along to exploit their experience. These were plain men. They were men that we would call laymen. But they were not crude men. There are many today who think that to be manly, you have to be crude. You have to be brutish and boorish. You have to have your refrigerator full of beer. You have to engage in activities that are coarse. And that is what makes a man. Well, these were plain men. They were real men. But they were not crude men. They labored in the presence of animals. That was their life. Every day, helping the animals, cleaning up after them, seeing to it that they were fed, bringing them back when they went astray. Everything about their occupation had to do with animals. So they labored. That was their labor. But they lived in the presence of God. They lived with the knowledge of God. Would that that could be said of each of us. Whatever we labor at, we live in the presence of God, in the fear of God. Where did they stand? They stood on the ground of awe and reverence and humility and fear. Third question, what did they receive? They received a revelation from God. These plain men, these common, everyday men received a revelation from God. It was the revelation of an event of which prophets for centuries had spoken, of which we read in the New Testament, not even the prophets themselves understood all the details. But here were these men, these shepherds, they received the revelation that all that the prophets had spoken had come to pass. This revelation did not go to the mighty. When the wise men came to Jerusalem, Herod and all of his court were shocked. They were troubled. They knew nothing about it. What's this? The birth of the King of the Jews. But Herod said, I'm the King of the Jews. No, it was not a revelation that went to the mighty. It was not a revelation that went to the proud. It did not go to the initiated elite. It was not sent to the chief priests or to the scribes or even to the rabbis. It went to shepherds. No wonder that these elitists later developed such scorn for those who followed Christ, because the revelation of God had not come to them as they imagined they deserved. It went instead to those who were on the ground of humility. They saw a wondrous sight. I don't think we can comprehend what that was like to see that wondrous sight, to see the angel of the Lord, first of all, and then to see the multitude of the heavenly host. I don't think we can understand the impact that this experience had upon them. But not only did they see a wondrous sight, they heard something. They received news. News that brought them, that was designed to bring them, and that did bring them great joy. That was what the angel said. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. That's what they received. They received the message of the gospel. The heavenly evangel. What was that message that brought great joy? Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That brought them great joy. Not any gift they could have received, but those tidings brought to them great joy. And the fourth question, How did they react? We read of them. It's interesting, is it not? In verse 15, it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Can you imagine that here they had been sitting there in the darkness on the hillside, and suddenly the sky was ablaze with the glory of heaven? And they heard the voice, first of all, of the one angel, and then of the whole multitude of the heavenly host, giving praise to God. They heard those hallelujahs ringing over the countryside. And then, and I often think that Handel in his music, in his oratorio, Messiah, portrays it so vividly, what the experience was like as they went back away into heaven. And they were there again. On the hillside, in the darkness of the night. How did they react? Well, we read that they believed. They believed. The shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." They believed. This was a revelation from the Lord. And they believed what it said. They weren't going to find out if it was true. They already believed it was true. They believed. Oh, that we would have that response to the revelation of God in His Word, that we would believe. And we read that they went. You see, belief always has feet. They went. In fact, as I was hearing our brother read this portion this evening, our brother Loman, I thought of that again. In verse 16, they came with haste. They went quickly. They were eager to see what God had told them had happened. It wasn't a case of a leisurely stroll down the hillside into the streets of the dark town. They went with haste. That's the kind of response that is the reflection of belief. They believed and they went with haste. They beheld. They saw. They were the first ones to see. The first witnesses, humanly speaking, aside from Mary and Joseph, of the birth of Jesus Christ. And notice that in verse 16, they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. That is, they found it just as the angel had said. There was no variation at all. They beheld it. And then we read they praised. In verse 20, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen, heard and seen as it was told unto them. They gave God praise. And we learn in verse 17 that they told everybody else too. They proclaimed. They praised and they proclaimed what the angel had said. Here is a reaction that should be the case with us. We have received the revelation of God. Let us be found giving God praise and proclaiming those tidings. You see why I say the shepherds are so interesting as characters in this whole story. Oh, we read of the wise men from the east and the exotic nature of the place of origin and the gift that they brought with them from the east. Those things take our imagination. But here are the shepherds, people with whom we can readily identify. They were just doing their job. But in the midst of doing their job, they received a great blessing. Let us be found in this season of the year. engaged in that which God has called us to do, but ready to do what God would call us to do. Let us praise Him and proclaim the glad tidings of the gospel.